When it came to choosing the first person to sit across from on this podcast, it was pretty much a no-brainer. For a show about travel and creativity, gaming and geekhood, masculinity, relationships, and the brain-bending frontiers of psychedelics and spirituality, when I trace back the origins of these interests and obsessions, the paths intersect, leading inevitably to a patient zero. To a man who cuts a profoundly humble figure, to a husband and a father, to a backpacking psychonaut before it was cool, to a trailblazing musician and acclaimed composer, to a barista and bread maker and living encyclopedia of jazz and literature, of accordions and beer. And it just so happens that this man I speak of, sitting across from me with a grin on his lips and a song in his heart, is my cousin, and more often than not, my hero. It's also painfully clear which role he'll play in a show called Buddha and the Slut. Ladies and gentlemen, Tobias Tinker.
Whoa. Well, okay then.
Well, I had to do my best. I had to do my best, Jan Gomeshi, before he became like an abuser. I wanted to do one of those intros, right?
Keep your hands off me, man.
I absolutely will. This is not going to be forced love. No, you thought yes meant no, or no meant yes, or something. I have no idea what that means. Hey, it is so good to be here. We are here in Tobias's place in Berlin, and I really wanted to do like a rewind, to walk down memory lane. I was talking about tracing those paths back to origins, and you know, you're my cousin. We're basically the same age. You're a Libra. I'm a Gemini. I'm a few months older than you, but I'm a Gemini with Libra rising, so we were destined to get along. See, now I was born in Nova Scotia. You were born in Ontario. Yet at the same time, we spent a lot of childhood time together before I moved from Nova Scotia to Ontario, because you had family out east as well.
Yeah, Nova Scotia was our, we like to call it our Narnia. It was where we went that none of my other friends went there. So it was our secret escape. And at Christmas time or in summers, we would drive.
And I remember the summers. Yeah. I remember you guys coming out. And it was your Granny Wilcox who lived out east,
my mother's mother.
Which was not far down the road.
Nope.
See, okay, and we're getting into parenting. And that I find really interesting because of your background. It's so unique. You talk about, you know, brothers and sister, and you have two older brothers, you have Tim and Nick, and you have your younger sister, Katie. And when we're talking about your parents, your mom and dad, you have your father, my Uncle David, who's a scientist in a lot of ways, and you have but he also has an artistic spirit as well, and a literate guy, and, you know, crazy genius, and all these things which seem to be passed down. But you have a mother who is a saint, but also a true artist, a painter, and worked with so many different materials and what have you. And she had a bit of renown of her own, did she not, for her painting?
I mean, originally, early on, I mean, her father was quite a renowned painter in Nova Scotia. Although he didn't live there. But they would frequently go to him. He was based in Ontario, but they would frequently go, and he would paint the landscapes of Nova Scotia. And he was, a graphic artist by trade, but he painted beautiful, incredible kind of post-impressionistic landscapes of Nova Scotia with all the, you know, when some of those communities were really intact fishing communities. And,
right.
And so all the lobster, you know, traps on the beach and everything, they're really... So I grew up with, when we went to Nova Scotia, he was dead then, but in my grandmother's house were all of these paintings that we were surrounded by. There were hundreds of them, like every little, in the corner of every room, there were stacks of them you could go through. These beautiful, beautiful old, and he was a very multifaceted, he also painted a lot of mythology. He was also fascinated with with Greek mythology, particularly, interestingly. Huh. And so there
he married a Greek.
Yeah.
Just so we know.
And so that was the echo. My mother went to Nova Scotia College of Art and Design. So she studied painting when she was younger. She never did it professionally. She never pursued it professionally. And he was also a musician, interestingly enough. He was also an improvising, self-taught improvising pianist.
Who Uncle David?
Played, no, my
grandfather. Sorry, okay.
Her father played, they say, like Errol Garner, which mm-hmm. is kind of, I mean, Errol Garner was this astonishing virtuoso of jazz piano, but I assume that it's meant stylistically like mm-hmm. Errol Garner, who wrote classic tunes like Misty. And
so these were influences on your mom, is what you're saying?
These were influences on her, and she, I mean, not directly on me, but indirectly, she also played piano, and she was my very first piano teacher.
See, and now we're getting into the meat of it.